Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. The news yesterday, well, that certainly was, it came as a bit of a surprise. Combat ready, KZN top cop, Lieutenant General Nkwanazi makes a damning allegations against Police Minister Senzo Nkunu. Very difficult to try and understand what is going on and what has led him to reach this point of clear frustration, because to go this route, to stand up publicly and to make these allegations must have placed him in a very, he must have been quite desperate, very worried, but still quite difficult to understand. Mike Bolhuis is a private investigator in Rodeplaat. He joins us. Mike, good morning. Thank you for doing so once again. I hope you are well. Were you surprised about the allegations or the way it was done, or both? Or neither?
Well, I'm not surprised about... We know about this. The shocking thing is the top structure in the police and government also knows about this.
Right.
But let me answer your question first. Not surprised, but glad. And I didn't expect to come so abruptly and so straightforward. So I'm in full support of the general that came forward. And, it's like this is not whistleblowing. This is like exposure. And something has urged him, especially when he explains, to come out now and to do it as the way that he does, because he knows then something will happen, because we are inundated with calls. But obviously, it's like you say, it's a train smash, an absolute train smash. Mm. And hopefully, his intention is to get the public, as well as those in the police that are not corrupt, to stand up and government. And I've just said that on TV as well. And that is the things that needs to happen now. But this has been ongoing for quite some time. And this is very serious, very bad, and very ugly. Unfortunately, there's a lot of these top generals and policemen that operate together and won't necessarily come forward due to fear or intimidation, or that they have stuff on each other. And that's the main thing. If you say this, we're going to say that. Wow. If you come forward, this is what's going to happen. So it's like a mafioso setup. And it is a literal syndicate. It's organized crime. And organized crime is the top of gangsterism and mafioso-style crime being committed, because it's organized crime with officials, government officials, normal policemen, businessmen, any and everybody in society that they can lure in and bring in. And it involves racketeering and all kinds of crime. Any and everything that comes will be dealt with, because all power corrupts. They are in control.
Can you just take us through what those allegations are that he made?
Well, there's so many. So it's an umbrella of more or less what I've now said. It's racketeering. It is organized crime. The allegations very clearly state of corruption from the judicial system. In our country, the top police officials being involved, crime intelligence, all the departments in the police, and as I've said, it's a whole package. It's an oiled machine. It's people that the one hand washes the other, and as I've said, they operate together, and it's been for a long time, and it's been going on like this for a long time, and they are lured all in because of money. The whole root of evil here is because of money. It's very difficult for people nowadays, no matter how qualified you are, who you are, and what your position is, to say no to multi-millions of rands.
Yeah.
Especially if you see where the country is going and collapsing, you have a mindset of everybody is doing it, and crime pays. I can just as well get involved.
Right. And in fact, that's all the studies show that, that if people around you are committing a crime or are behaving in a certain way, that is the thing that makes people the most vulnerable to corruption and crime. The reason that he did this so publicly, is that out of fear or is that out of frustration because he hasn't been taken seriously until now?
I would think both, but more out of frustration. He's always been quite straightforward, and I appreciate that. And I think it was necessary at this stage, and especially because of investigations that is of extreme importance that has been halted. You must remember how these organized police officials work. The moment something comes close to them, mm-hmm. they will abruptly chop and change it, or disband the units or investigations. And I think that's the main frustration that he has seen. At the end of the day, I am sure he knows of this for quite a long time, and he's spoken of this, and there was meetings, and there was warnings. And he's not the only one. There's others. He's just the one that stepped up. There are good policemen mm-hmm. that are and want to step up, but I've mentioned reasons why they don't. I can just mention again, mm-hmm. extreme intimidation. Maybe, they could be planted with information against them and exposed. Because remember, if you're not beyond reproach, they're going to try and find any and everything on any whistleblower or person that stands up that is a high-ranking official or government employee in order to put the spotlight on the party that is giving the information or the expose. And that is an extreme fear. And then obviously you could be killed. But I don't think they will go in this route. But if you're a whistleblower and if you come forward, and even if you're a top official, the possibility is there that something can happen to you or your family. But these are the fears that they do not come forward. But I am glad that he did. And I'm glad that he said what he meant and meant what he said. It was straightforward. And he's basically stated that everything that we've been saying all along in our projects, and that is that crime pays. And that this country, he could have just as well said what we have always said, that this country is hijacked by criminals, and it's run by syndicates and gangsters, and it's a mafioso kind of style where there's extreme power, and that power, all power, corrupts.
What do we expect to happen now?
Well, you, me, everybody else, I've said it, and I've said it again and again, must stand up, and there are more good than bad. The police in itself must rise up against corrupt officials. They must just actually stand up and not look the other way like they've been doing for years. And the president must definitely, with his government, intervene and get involved. He cannot just say he's taking in the information. The facts are there. The general said and presented all the facts. It's there. We've presented it. Other private institutions that deals with safety and security has. The president, the government, the non-corrupt police officials and the public must rise up and demand a complete sweep and cleanup of the corrupt policemen in our safety and security infrastructures. That's the only solution.
That is where we leave it. Thank you for that. Thank you for joining us on very short notice. Mike Bolhuis is a private investigator in Roodepoort talking about the corruption within the South African police forces.